This episode of Enough is brought to you by Squarespace, everything you need to create an amazing website. Let's talk about Squarespace's fantastic iOS app. Their universal app for iPhone and iPad is mind-blowing, giving you the ability to post wherever you are in whatever format you like. It's so good, it's enough of a reason to switch on its own. If you need to post to your blog and you want to use plain text, you can do that. If you want to post in Markdown, you can do that natively too. The apps even support posting in HTML. If that's your bag, and when using the iPad app, you get additional buttons to add links and text formatting, so you don't need to type all the code in manually. The iOS app really shines when it comes to stats. You can see graphs of your page views and unique visitors, as well as the searches and referral links for people coming to your site. This is a fantastic way to keep track of your traffic whilst on the go. Squarespace's annual plans start from as little as $8 a month, with free domains with any annual purchase. But you can also pay on a recurring monthly basis, starting at only $10 a month, if that's what you prefer. Go to squarespace.com/70decibels to start your 2-week free trial, no credit card required. And if you do sign up, make sure to use the code 70decibels5 at checkout so that you get 10% off and to let Squarespace know that we sent you.
Michael.
Patrick.
How are you today, sir?
I'm good, my mate. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm thinking about heroes, actually, superheroes.
Okay.
And superheroes in my book are really all of us, those of us who on a daily basis more often than not fight the flinch and do things that we never dreamed possible, things we're scared of, things that we're pretty sure we're going to get an answer to that we don't want, or things that that we don't like doing yet do anyway.
Right.
You know, because, you know, for whatever reason. You know, I was actually thinking about you. And I was going back to something you said, I don't even remember what episode, and you won't remember it either, trust me on this. you mentioned to me at some point along the way, and who knows, it might have been on the brochure, I don't know, that I was like the first quote, unquote, major guest you had on the Bro Show.
The first guest,
right?
And major guest, of
course. Right, and that if not for that, the Bro Show, yeah, I mean, 70 decibels may not have been where it is today,
mm-hmm.
And thinking about that, I was thinking back to, you know, all I did was on Twitter say, I need some new podcasts to listen to. What do people like? And you responded back with the Bro Show.
Yep, right? With my own. Yep.
With your own, right? And just threw it out there, right? You're a superhero, man.
Why does that make me a superhero?
Well,
I like that you call me one. Personally, that's pretty cool.
Well, because you took a chance, right?
I see, right, okay.
You got out in front of whatever fear you had, whatever thoughts you had about, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't promote my own show, or maybe that's kind of crass of me, or maybe, you know, maybe he's going to call me a poser, or maybe he's not going to like it. Maybe he's going to ridicule us on, you know, all over the place after hearing it and saying, who gave me this piece of crap, you know?
Well, maybe worse, you never get in touch, you never mention it ever at all, which means it's not worth any comment.
No. Yeah. Not at all. But you know what? You gotten out in front of your own speed and bullet. You went into a booth and changed yourself into somebody that could do things that were beyond the normal human. I.e. fight fear. fight the idea and the negativity and the soundtrack that plays in our head for most of us on a very, very constant basis. I mean, really, sometime do yourself a favor and, you know, sit for just, I don't know, maybe a good half hour. Just sit. Just sit and listen to your own internal dialogue. And note how many times you say, oh, Jesus, stupid. Oh, man, I'm failing at this. And, oh, gosh, I can't even manage to sit still for a half hour without thinking of things I got to tweet or do or what. Oh, geez, you know. And despite this negative soundtrack that we have playing in our heads about not being good enough or smart enough or patient enough or enough, we put on our cape and we run out that door. And we save the world, even if it is just our world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think far too often we fail to stop and recognize not only what a big deal that is, but how important it is and how everything that happens in this earth, on this earth, depends upon somebody, somewhere, getting up and doing it. And that's an accomplishment, right? And that's a choice, right? That there's a choice to do something or not to do something. There's a choice to, if you need milk, go to the store and buy it, or not going to the store and buying it. And when you make the choice to go out and buy it, when you make the choice for action, you are, in fact, doing something that a lot of people may not even do. May say, oh, geez, it's just too much of a hassle. I'll have water instead. You know? And, yeah, so I think that there's something to be said for that. That there's, you know, something to be said for when we push ourselves far past our limits. Over the weekend, this past weekend as we record this, I spoke about this on a past podcast, but it was the GoRuck Challenge here in the Twin Cities, and I was planning on participate, but wasn't able to because of my broken toes, but I still went and participated by taking copious photos, about 800 of them, as well as, you know, just supporting the team and, you know, being there to kind of witness the whole thing and to gather valuable intel for the next time it comes around. And because I do plan on doing it. And, my good buddy was, in it, and a whole lot of brand new good buddies that, you know, that I now have because of it. And, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. It's just the most impressive thing I think I've ever witnessed in person. These 20 people over the course of 18 and a half miles, though I, as plotted, I think it actually was closer to 20. Pushed their bodies and their minds to the absolute limits.
Mm-hmm.
It was things like I had never seen before, and every time I doubted them, they proved me wrong. Like, so all of this is led by a special forces guy who's referred to as the Cadre. And our cadre was a guy by the name of Joel Fass, who you know, was just, you know, your typical kind of special forces guy, you know, real quiet, soft-spoken, but just made of steel, right?
Yeah.
You know, the sort of guy who could kill you in 3 seconds. You'd never hear him coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a good, you know, 12 miles and maybe 10 hours into it. No, I'm sorry, 12 hours into it. And, yeah, as photographer and with my broken toes, he was kind of telling me where to go next. And I would hop in my car and go and kind of be there waiting for them to come, because I couldn't walk as far as they were going or nearly as fast. And, you know, he said, all right, now our next location, we're going to go to Minneapolis Sculpture Garden from here. Now, Minneapolis Sculpture Garden was at least 50 blocks from where they were. I mean, we're talking a good 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, wow, all right, that's going to take forever. And he said, no, it won't. We'll be there an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like, what? Wait a second here. You've got 20 people carrying 50-pound packs on their back and having just spent 12 hours doing all manner of physical activities, including 3 hours worth of carrying a giant tree log. And now you're telling me that you are going to run sub-15-minute miles? You've got to be, you're joking with me, right? And he's like, no. He just looked at me and just kind of shook his head. He's like, uh-huh.
I never joke.
I'm like, okay. And so I, you know, got in the car with another buddy of mine who also had to bow out of the challenge. And, you know, we went down there and the whole time we're just like, okay, there's no way. There's just no way they're going to make it. Absolutely not. You know, how much money you want to place on this, right? He's like, no, I'm not betting because I don't believe it either. Hour and 10 minutes later, here they come. He showed up and, you know, my first words to him were, color me impressed. Because I had you counted out. But the looks on their faces, they were absolutely, by this point, they had reached what I'm sure they felt was their absolute limit. They could not go anymore. They got to the location and they thought they were done. Amongst the other things that they were, you know, having to carry were a 25-pound team weight and a Pelican briefcase that was, you know, this watertight briefcase that was filled with like a case of beer and some other stuff, you know, that they would pick up along the ways, rocks or whatever. So it weighed probably anywhere between 20 and 50 pounds. And, you know, so they were like, you know, time to crack open that beer. And Joel's like, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead if you want. Okay. So they crack open the beers and they're knocking it back and they're pretty certain that, you know, they just did the final push and they're pretty, you know, they're exhausted, they're suffering, they're in pain, but there was a certain air of satisfaction. And then after they finished the beers, Joel said, okay, well, we got one more mission. Oh, if you could have seen the looks on their faces.
See, again, like after last week's episode as well, where we were talking about marathons and stuff, I just can't understand why people would want to put themselves through something like this. Like, I know that obviously you enjoy it. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. But I just fail to understand how enjoyment could be gained from such an activity.
Oh, well, I would suppose that one of those reasons is that you can then say that you have done something that no other person, including you, would ever do. That you, you know, no other person you know. You know, or I should say not no other. Very few people that you know would ever even be able to do.
Making right? you a superhero.
Bing, 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 bing. Give that man a prize.
But does that make me a superhero again? For having the answer, or is it not that simple?
No, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's that simple, but I think it's pretty simple. I think anyone who wakes up every day and goes out there and does the best that they can with it is a hero in my book. Because you have the option not to. And trust me, as someone who has suffered with long bouts of depression, I can tell you that getting out of bed every day is an achievement. It's a heroic achievement. It takes superhuman strength. Because we have the option to stay there and do nothing. And despite that, despite the fact that we can do nothing, we do something. So, just you know, something to take away. I wrote a post on this for my site, and my dear friend of mine read it and sent me this quote from Sam Sheridan, A Fighter's Heart. You have a specific responsibility to existence, to God if you like, to taste, touch, and smell what there is to experience. You have to do everything. If given the option between doing something and not doing it, you have to do it because you've already done the not do it part. And so I guess in the end, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
We already do the not do it part. For everyone else who gets up and does something, you're a hero. And with that, we'll talk later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.